everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Long Coat Mafia podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and front man. In about a minute or so, you're going to be hearing me repeat that information. Why? Because what I'm going to be including after this brief little apology somewhat is because I recorded this maybe late last year, very early this year, but as always, shit happens, and I had to drop an episode last week that was kind of time sensitive and very much needed, so that's why this is coming out now. And my apology is not for last week's episode or the week before, because they're really informative, much needed episodes, and I wanted to put them out. But what I'm apologizing is for this episode. And that's because when I initially did it, it was going to be this epic troll type episode in regards to a IRS scammer that tried to get me, but oh boy, did it fail. Oh, it failed, and I came off sounding like a dick because I think I was pissed in regards to how I thought it was going to work out and to regards to how it actually did work out. So, what I'm going to do is, you know what? I'm going to include it right about now.
The Long Coat Mafia will be right back.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another brand new episode of the Long Coat Mafia podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather. Couple things. One, Happy New Year. I hope you had a great celebration this past New Year's Eve. I hope you got home safe and everything else. And secondly, as we're getting into the new year, as you know, this number two is going to lead into number three. As you know, I like phone calls. I like doing phone calls. And apparently, according to some of the numbers, so do you, kind of. So that leads me to number three. Number three is, as this is the new year, we're getting ready to receive our W-2. All those who have a 9-to-5 are getting their W-2s, their tax stuff. They're sending them out to IRS, which means the IRS scammers are on full force. Just remember that. So, I want to tell you, because of these IRS scammers, I just got called by an IRS scammer saying that, hey, if you don't call us back, there's going to be legal trouble. Now, considering that this is number three or something like that in regards to the phone call, I messed up. And I just want to tell you a few things first. The IRS will never call you. The IRS will never motherfucking cock-sucking call you, okay? And if you get somebody with a thick Indian accent that says they are from America, that's bullshit. They are scamming you. The IRS will fucking mail you, and they will give you a proper number to call. And if you have any issues, there are some cities, some like here in the West Virginia Panhandle, there is a local IRS building nearby in which to I can go to and bring that paperwork to and have a one-on-one with a legit IRS officer or IRS employee and work out a payment plan in regards to this. Now, secondly, I made the mistake in reference to telling the person I'll be the call is being recorded in regards to both legal and entertainment purposes. That was my first mistake. I'm going to call again, see if I could get them on the line for a few more minutes. But the thing is, I'm going to give them a false number. I'm not going to give their number online, so I don't want you guys to dox anything. That's part of this legal aspect. And I'm going to give them a false number, like a 555. That's not obviously a 555 number. It's going to be an equivalent thereof, meaning the first three digits of the phone number I'm going to give them is not going to be for this city. and the last four digits is not going to be anywhere close to my actual phone number. But that's that. And if this was a legitimate person from the United States government, meaning an IRS employee, that whether they're FBI, and I'm going to give this out right now, I do know an actual FBI agent, and good chance if I spoke to him and I said, listen, Frankie, if you called me in an official capacity, that, or you emailed me and said, listen, we got to talk, your name came up, and I call you at the bureau, or I stop in, and let's say I call, and I'm like, well, I think it's, you know, all right, I say, one better, I receive a call saying, you know, from somebody I don't recognize, saying they're from the FBI, and I'm like, and I call you, and or anything like that, I call back, and I tell that agent, hey, listen, what's the deal? You are, for my legality, for possible, depending on the subject of this call, it's recording for both legality and entertainment purposes. If I find out from you that this is a legit call, that it is for a actual investigation in regards to X, Y, and Z, therefore, I will not post it. I will, you know, I will delete everything. I'll cut out the call. I'll say I got contacted. I'll tell my friends, I got contacted by the FBI, and it was, I can't really talk about it. But if it's basic questions in regards to, hey, yeah, I am Agent Joey from, you know, the FBI, your show name and, you know, your persona came up on our records, it was just a ping on our radar, we want to know who you are and what you do. And I could easily tell them, yeah, we're just a podcast that, you know, does geeky stuff, live recordings. We get full permission from everybody we do. We do everything by the book that we know that is legally, and both state and federally. And if we we try not to do anything that is federally or state-wise illegal. We try to abide by any business's practices and policies, and meaning that if we go to a public meeting with the library or a city and we choose to we won't record it, but we will tell our audience what happened if it involves our audience. And We do not encourage doxing or anything like that. And for those of you out there, doxing is giving out any personal information and or phone number. And we do not encourage any harassment by our listeners. Do not encourage you to do any harassment or so forth and so on. But again, going back to these IRS scammers, it's been a few minutes. Let's see, call logs. Okay, there it is. There they are. Let's give them a call again. Speakerphone.
Thank you for calling the Tax and Crime Investigation Department of the Internal Revenue Service. How can I help you?
Yes, I received a call about 20 minutes ago from this phone number regarding owing taxes.
All right. And on which phone number?
It is 304 975
and 975 5288. Why do you provide me the wrong phone number?
Ma'am, I don't know what record you have on the file, but that is my phone number. That is my landline phone number.
Oh, okay. So this phone number that you're trying to call now, it's your cell phone?
Yeah, it's my mobile number. I use it for business purposes.
Okay, you are calling me from your office?
Yes, I am, ma'am.
Okay, can I have your phone number again, please?
Ma'am, I gave you my phone number, please. Can we continue with this call?
I already searched your information, but there is no information at all. So maybe we reached the wrong person here.
No, you reached my number. I gave you the number I received a call from your organization.
I just view the information from your phone number, but there is no information at all. No name, no address, nothing. Totally blank.
Nothing at all. Then, why is the IRS calling me if they have nothing on file for me?
Maybe, by mistake, we contact you today.
Well, like I said, you called me saying maybe, I owe you money.
Maybe we are trying to look for someone else, but by mistake, we'll contact
well,
you today.
Ma'am, if you are looking for someone else living at this address, obviously, you are either trying to scam somebody, or you're not who you say you are.
My dad. I work for the IRS.
Oh, you do? What is your badge number?
Actually, I'm still there. I work training right now.
You're within your first days of... You don't have a badge number on hand? You don't have a badge number on hand and you just started? I find that kind of odd, man.
Because I'm on training right now. I don't have a permanent badge number with me. I got a temporary one, so I cannot disclose my temporary number to you.
The other question is, where precisely are you calling from?
From Maryland.
Where was that, ma'am?
Maryland.
Okay, that's kind of odd. I might ask as well. If I owed money, why didn't I receive any mailing?
I gotta go.
You gotta go? I got a call saying I owe money.
I got to go.
You got to go. Yet you're calling people saying that they owe money.
No.
Well, I received a call from this number saying that I owe money to the IRS.
Okay, and?
And? That's an odd response from someone saying that's accusing people that they owe money, and you say that I don't. Well?
Well,
don't you have a script in front of you?
Put the phone down.
If I put the phone,
Put the phone down.
Really? Are you getting nervous talking to somebody like me?
Why did I get nervous talking to you? I don't even know you. I don't recognize you. You are how you look, where you're from.
Really? Like I said, I got an automated call from this number saying to call this number. Due to the fact that I owe money to the IRS, and you're telling me that I have nothing, you have nothing on file, and you are new there as a trainee, and you know nothing. I find that extremely odd.
Why extremely odd?
What was that, ma'am?
Why do you think this is extremely odd for you?
Because it is. You call me out of the blue saying I owe the IRS money, and apparently I have nothing on file.
I'm just calling you because I just want to do time pass because I feel boring sitting whole day for the training. That's why I'm calling. Because I need to experience when I'm on the floor, right? So I just call you.
So you're just calling...
I hope that you don't mind, right?
So you're calling people out of the blue for experience, and what also seems very strange is that a lot of people in my area has been getting these strange and odd calls saying from people like yourself claiming that from the IRS that are legitimately scam numbers. So you could have to say that how odd this is that I, especially since I get somebody who is a trainee.
Yes, I'm a trainee for this process.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Like I said, that I find that odd. Don't you realize that, considering that you're using the IRS as a front for this ordeal, as a trainee thing, and saying that people owe the IRS money, when in fact, when somebody does owe back taxes, the IRS will mail them, if not with a certified letter. And I could easily back up any claims by walking down the street to my local IRS branch office and confirming anything that you say, or you claimed to say, which apparently right now, I'm willing to agree with you. I don't owe them anything, because apparently I don't have anything on file.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm just making a time pass to talk to you, you know? Because I feel important.
You feel important?
I feel good.
Wow, you feel bad for this? You might be the first IRS...
I said, I feel bored. I feel boring. Boring, you know? That's boring.
So, you're bored and you sent out a robot call just to get people to talk to you.
Yes.
Really? Really? Yes. I find that even odder. You sent out a robot call to get people to talk to you. Now... I might say, you know, if you're bored and you're feeling some of these odd feelings yourself and these sad feelings, there are lots of great organizations that can help you with that.
I got to go. I have to go for my dinner break, okay? So, bye-bye. Talk to you later.
No, you won't. Because this was called for, this was recorded for entertainment purposes only. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Well, you got it here first. I hope that was very entertaining. She was a trainee. How about them apples? Now, you probably would have heard a brief cut because I wanted to edit out my physical address. But if some of you do want to send me stuff, please email the show at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you in regards to doing that. But as you could heard, that this person was just a trainee. She didn't know what to do. Now, with these IRS scammers, they will give you a badge number. That's why I asked. If you want any type of ordeals in regards to this type of scam, actually what the scam does and what these scammers do, there are a plethora or a shit ton of these videos on YouTube. All you have to do is put up IRS scammer, and what they tend to do is, one, they give you their badge number. They tell you if you do not pay right now over the phone, and I pretty much gave them a false number. They called me out on it, and she tried to backtrack, saying, well, she was bored, and you heard the conversation. And I tried to flip it. I was like, well, yeah, because she kind of sounded a little bit down. It's like, hey, you know, there's a lot of fine organizations out. Well, you sound more than bored. There are a lot of fine organizations out there that could help you in regards to that. But that she didn't know. She was new. Now, with a lot of these actual IRS scammers that are very confident, they will give you a badge number. They will claim they will send the local PD after you. I would have pretty much went with my new GoPro copycat camera down to the local PD and pretty much said, hey, I just got a fucking call from an IRS scammer saying they just issued a warrant for my arrest. I'm here to turn myself in. And that would have been a fun thing to do, I'm sure. But if I was living in a place like Winchester or Hagerstown, the cop would have came out and probably laughed at my sorry ass and just waved me off. But here in Martinsburg, they would, you know, I would have complied and probably given the cop my ID to make sure everything was on the up and up. But with that, and if anything, because here in Martinsburg, I'm not saying all cops are bad, okay? Not all cops are bad. Just that some of the officers here in Martinsburg have that little bit of an issue. They don't seem to a lot of them don't seem to have a sense of humor. I'm not talking about, it's like, if I went up to them and it's like, hey, I just got a call from an IRS scammer saying they're issuing a warrant for my arrest. I'm here to turn myself in. So they would, and at most areas, they would probably laugh at my ass, laugh with me, and if anything, they would check my ID to actually see if I had a warrant out for my arrest, see that there's none, and, you know, tell me to go on my way, sir, and, you know, leave me be for the rest of the day, and hope that I stay warm, and I hope all of you are staying warm. But I hope you enjoyed this call. It lasted about 20 minutes or so, give or take. But I like doing these, and as you heard at the end of the phone call, that I pretty much told her that this call indeed was recorded for entertainment use only, because just in case they actually traced my number back, it is. And they decided, hey, no, I didn't mention that the call was being recorded for, let's see here. No, that's the wrong setting. In regards to, no, that was actually the right setting. Basically, I'll get back to it. That if they decide to, hey, how dare you do this shit? I said it was, obviously, you didn't record your side of the phone call. I recorded my side, and I said it was recorded for, you know, entertainment. And if they decide to pull the whole legal card that you're going to get arrested, you got to do this, I said, yeah, and this phone call is being recorded for entertainment and legal purposes. So, that's it. Hope you all, again, had a wonderful new year. Welcome to the second episode of the year. And, again, you can always email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. We do have a Facebook page over at facebook.com/The Longcoat Mafia Podcast. Our main page, as always, is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. All our shows are there. All our archive shows going back to the beginning in 2015 when we first got our mic. And we got, not only that, we are on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, as well as hopefully by this posting, Spotify. How about them apples? And hopefully over the next couple of weeks or so, we'll be doing something with, hopefully, we got to schedule this, with the Reverend J. Leo over at SkeletonCrewBrand.com and his great podcasts, because my schedule tends to get really wonky really fast. And hopefully we'll get on Scott's podcast on his side of things one of these days too. I got to contact him now that it's the new year and schedules are back to normal. I don't want to make any announcements, or there are, I've seen some things on his Instagram and his show's page in regards to his personal life. I don't want to announce anything in regards to that, because with podcast, him and Podcast Bay, because it seemed very personal, and I don't know how much I can announce or say anything, so I'll leave that up to him, you know, and tell him when I speak to him. I think he does listen to this, so I just want to keep, you know, I'm that type of person, unless they give me authorizations to announce anything, I don't announce it, or they don't really, you know, so there's that. I want to be on his show. I know he was on our show. I want to at least do all these, return all these commitments and these favors that these wonderful, honorable people gave to us. So, and respectful people did for us to be on our show. I need to be on their show, as to return the favor, and to, if they say, no, that's okay, I just want to be respectful in regards to their shows. Hopefully, in the next coming weeks, we have a couple, we'll be working with a few people in regards to interviews through Skype. It's just a matter of getting back them getting back to us. One person has. It's a matter from now until then. It's a scheduling issue. So that's that. Hope that will come to be. And there's a few other steps I got to take with the other people. I got to contact one other person and one other group. And hopefully the other group contacts me back saying, hey, we want to actually want to come on. So that's that. And hopefully, if anybody's out there as part of a roller derby team, I would like to speak with you guys or somebody from the team and talk about being a member of a roller derby team. So that's that. What else? I don't know what else, because this is going to be like the second episode of the year. Hopefully it's the second episode of the year, because a lot of things could go down really goddamn fast, and I don't know what's going to happen. And hopefully by this time, AwesomeCon has opened up their press pass application, and we're able to go to AwesomeCon this year as press. So that's that. And remember, before we go, that the IRS will not call you. They will actually send you mail first, and hopefully certified mail. That way, it's within all the legal aspects of that, and they will not automatically say, hey, if you don't pay us right now, or the full amount right now, you will be arrested. No, that's not how things work. They will work with you. They, I think my parents had an issue with the IRS, like 20 some odd years ago, and they were able to speak to somebody locally, and after squaring everything away, it was just one of those instances where, again, somebody forgot to carry a one, and it just turned out they paid less than that they should have, or they, you know, accidentally got more than they should have, and they had to pay back a couple of bucks, like $50 a month. And the IRS will work. You know, for the most part, they will work with you. They're not evil fucking assholes. They probably are evil fucking assholes, but for the most part, they can be nice people. Maybe that we should do that with an interview. You know, talk with somebody with the IRS. get somebody on and say, hey, would you mind willing to be on a Geek Podcast in regards to the IRS scamming aspect, in regards to what happens, and so forth and so on? You know, it is tax season. But if you guys want to see something like that, me going into the local tax office and, you know, poke somebody at the IRS, like, hey, can you want to give an interview with us? You know, it's just something brief, you know, standard stuff, nothing totally you can't. Something that's mostly public knowledge, you know. It's something that I spoke to my FBI buddies, like, I would love to have you on talking about the FBI. Nothing that would breach national security, federal security, or anything like that. Just the public shit that's normally put out by the FBI. That it's the FBI, it's the history, it's the you know, what you guys did, and, you know, in regards to, like, mafia stuff, and that sort of thing, just the fluff pieces that the FBI would tend to do, but that sort of thing. I gotta get with him in regards to that, and Orange's like, hey, I'll talk to the director, something fluff, you know, I don't give a shit, you know? It's like, I don't want anything illegal, I just want to talk fluff, you know, just general public relations bullshit, you know, something that you could actually legally give to me without, it's like, I don't care. It's like, well, yeah, I can't talk about that because it's a case ongoing. But it does happen. Okay. That's all I wanted. You know? That's all I was looking for. But as you heard, this was a very interesting phone call from a IRS scammer. And that's what I got. So I hope you guys take care. Also, we are on Instagram at Long Coat Mafia. We are on Twitter at Long Coat Mafia. So please feel free to stalk us on those two platforms as well. Like us on Facebook. Again, our Facebook page is facebook.com, The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. We are working on a YouTube channel right now. You could subscribe to us there. You would have to search for The Long Coat Mafia. And what else? Let's see. We are working on a Facebook group, too. If you want to do that, it's going to be open. But I have to upload a picture and so forth and so on. If you don't want to actually like a page and just follow us with a group, there's that. Again, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. Don't forget to subscribe to us there. Not so much iTunes, but if you use the desktop, yes, iTunes. But if you're on a mobile device, it's Apple Podcasts. Let's see. We will be on, hopefully, on Spotify soon. We put in the request at the show for that. Hopefully, by now, we are part of Spotify. What else? That's it. That's it. I hope you guys have a great week, and catch you guys next time. And I'm out. And we're back. I hope you enjoyed the call, and I hope you got a kick out of me failing badly, so to speak. And if you like the way I separated the call and what I did, please let us know by emailing the show at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or visiting our Facebook page at facebook.com/The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Hey, that's right. Leave a message there. We do have a YouTube channel. You would have to search for it. The links will be in the show's description when you go there. When I initially recorded this, I don't think I remember saying a thank you to all our Podbean followers. And as of this recording, it is over 770 followers. That is right. We have over 770 followers. 773 to be exact. And if you're on Facebook, follow and you're following us there, thank you for liking us and following there. All 100, I think 156 of you. All over 250 on Twitter. Over 200 on Instagram. By the way, our Instagram and Twitter handles are the same thing, both of which are Long Coat Mafia. And if you want to listen to all our past episodes, whether they're phone call episodes or not, or creepypastas that we've done, or just regular interviews or anything else, please go to our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And yes, the word the is part of the website. And or if you want, go on to iTunes or the Apple Podcast app and subscribe to us there. That way you could always be updated when new episodes are released every Monday at some point. But same thing goes for the reason why I say iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Yes, they're both owned by Apple, but one's now more so a desktop thing and the other is more so a mobile thing. So that's why I say that. But if you are a Android user, simple, go to Google Play Music and subscribe to us that way. If you don't want to use either for whatever reason, you could use the Podbean app and look us up that way and become a subscriber and be a part of the, again, 770 plus people who subscribe to our show in some way, shape, or form. We're also on Stitcher Radio. I think we may be on Spotify as well. I didn't really get a confirmation. I think it's more so included in the social media aspect of Podbean. But either way, it's still good for us. Well, that means more ears on us some way, shape, or form. But we do appreciate all of you listening. We hope you're having a good year so far and enjoying the show. We have lots of good things to come. We just put in our press pass for AwesomeCon. We hope we get it. We want to get a bunch of interviews for you. But no, I'm not going to go into it now. I'm going to wait until we get either our denial or our approval from AwesomeCon. But that's that. Again, you can email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Tell us what you think. So, that's that. I am gone. See you guys next week. I don't know what's going to be in store for the show or what's going to happen, but we are celebrating 10 months. Almost 10 months on straight original content and not using an old Electric Eye show. But if you want to hear one of the older Electric Eye files, again, you can go to our main website and hear one of those. Well, way back in the day when I did drop them at least like maybe once or twice or every so often. which is our main, again, our main site, is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And again, yes, the word "the" is part of it. But if you want to see me drop a new one or have me drop a new one, please let me know by emailing the show at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. So either way, I'm out. Have a good week. And bye-bye.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.